If you are a teacher, parent, administrator, student, and or anyone who loves reconnecting children with nature, and you want to figure out how to cultivate learning gardens and nature-based curriculum, then this is the podcast, the Outdoor Classrooms Podcast. My name is Victoria Hackett. I am the founder of OutdoorClassrooms.com and the Secret Gardens Nature Classes. I love witnessing the magic that happens when children are playfully learning outdoors. Observing the return of wonder and curiosity when children are interacting with nature is pure magic. This is the podcast that is going to help you capture children's interest and give you not only inspiration, but some real life strategies that are going to help you figure out how to use the outdoor space, your outdoor space, as a teaching tool, so you can enlighten the playful learning experience for young children. Welcome to our Outdoor Classrooms community. Hello, everybody. I want to spend a little bit of time today talking about nature's classroom, enhancing your teaching practice through personal exploration. I got thinking about this as I've been spending lots of time in the Secret Gardens outdoor classroom, cultivating, cleaning up. At the time of this recording, we are coming out of Mother's Day, so it's a beautiful time to be cleaning up the outdoor spaces, replanting and planting and so on and so forth. So I wanted to introduce this idea of ourselves as educators and parents spending more personal time in nature to enhance our outdoor teaching practice and how that is so critical in our own growth, because the time that we can spend outdoors gives us that peace of mind and all of the benefits that we've been talking about that children get, that we as educators get. So as our classrooms and just being a teacher and the time that it takes and being pulled in 50 million different directions, I think it's critical that we actually take the time to spend in nature. So we just had our Mother's Day. Both my kids have flown the nest. So I woke up and the first thing that I did was I went out into the gardens. And that was the only place that I wanted to be. And I felt very much at home there. I felt connected. I felt my late father. It's a beautiful place just to find peace, peace of mind, a great place to think. So that's what's making me think about how this time can bring to enhancing our outdoor time with our children. So next week arrives, and yes, we have children that are coming to the Secret Gardens Outdoor Classroom. And I can feel a shift, and that I gave myself the gift of time in nature and cultivating the gardens. Therefore, in turn, not only provided a more beautiful space for the children when they arrived, but also I felt connected in terms of where the plants were, where the tulips were, and how, okay, now they're fading away, now we can plant something else. It gave me time to be in sync with the season and what was actually happening with them. And I'm telling you, when the kids came today, it was beautiful. One of the parents, it's a parent-child class, and one of the parents said, it's just so peaceful. And all of the children were just in their zones, doing their thing, playing beautifully, connecting beautifully. And we sort of sat back and I was explaining to the parents, you know, how the children were connecting and how they were working together and how that was really helping their child development. So how does this connect to the importance of our own personal time in nature? Again, I think it's the spending time in nature for personal well-being enhances our professional growth. All the research is showing that, and all the expert opinions are showcasing how these personal nature experiences can enhance teaching effectiveness. So again, I was out there enjoying and connecting, playing around in the garden, kind of getting into the zone. And because of that, I could see what the garden needed. And then in turn, I could see exactly what we needed as when the children arrived, what we could do as a collaborative group. So we planted some more seeds. We got things ready. We're preparing for our summer art show. All of these different things, and they're all very, very different, but they all are speaking to these four different types of teaching gardens that we talk about in our Outdoor Classrooms community. I also find that nature can act as a source of inspiration and reflection. So again, when I am out there, there's nothing better than finding a space in an outdoor space that is so desolate that it makes your eye hurt, that it's like, oh, it's just awful. What I love to do is to give that space that is been neglected, that's been kind of overlooked. My, I guess, heart space is to clean out that space and give it new life. And that's exactly what I did on Mother's Day. I gave this one little area, this one little patch that had been so neglected. I found bottles, glass bottles that were broken. I found all this different trash. I pulled everything out, all these fences that just that were horrible. It was such an eyesore. And I was able to repurpose some hostas, bring those around. And I'm telling you, I could just feel that little area saying, oh, thank you, finally. It creates this incredible time for inspiration. And then what I feel what happens is nature then gives you the it sort of thanks you. And it will, these hostas, they'll start blooming. And then you have this beautiful space, then which in turns, the birds are coming, the birds are singing, and the birds were beautiful this morning when the kids were there. It was so incredibly relaxing and wonderful. So that was a source of inspiration, a source for reflection, a source for taking what we have, and it may be an eyesore, but it was a very small space. What can we do with that one space to make it enlightening and exciting? So for me, there's this reflective process that occurs when I'm connecting with nature on this personal level. And in turn, I feel like it only enhances my time when I'm with the children and I'm teaching. So in looking at that, I want to look at practical ways to integrate personal nature time into our outdoor classrooms, but in essence, what can we do as educators and parents to find that personal time without children and to spend that time in nature, maybe gardening or weeding or whatever that is? One of the moms said today, she said, oh yes, I spent 7 hours away from the house without kids and it was wonderful and she had a break. But I really think it's important for all of us, educators and parents, to not just do that on maybe Mother's Day, but to really carve out a practice for personal nature time in nature to truly reconnect. Because it's a little bit like putting the oxygen mask on yourself before putting the oxygen mask on your child, that we need to take care of ourselves and all of this chaos that's happening in the world today. We need to come up with time. So a good way to do that is to talk to your family, talk to your spouse or anybody that you're living with, and let them know that this is what you're going to be doing, that during this time and this time that you're going to be spending out in the garden. And it could be just sitting there. It could be having a glass of wine. It could be having a glass of tea. It could be weeding. It could be doing what I was doing, completely transforming an eyesore of a space, which that it's to me, that's like pulling a string out of a yarn. It's like, oh, wow, that looks so amazing. Then you go to the next garden that's right next to it that looks, and then the next one and the next one. And all of a sudden it's like, oh, we did the whole corner. It looks beautiful. And then journal, finding journals, finding different activities and practices that you can do to reconnect with nature and find inspiration for your teaching. For instance, you can take time to paint. If you want to paint outside, you can just take time to sit at finding a sit spot at the same time every evening or in the morning. You can take your shoes off and walk around the garden on the grass and just feel the soil on your feet. You can go in the morning and see the dew or listen to the birds and try to figure out who's singing what song and how, and really resonate in terms of how they're talking to each other through their bird song. There are many, many different practical ways to integrate personal nature time. I would love for you to come join us in the Circle membership, where we talk about this all the time and how we can bring this nurturing to ourselves, again, so we can influence our outdoor teaching practice. And it's an incredible community. So if you have any questions about that, I'll put the information in the show notes. The last couple things I want to talk about is just the impact that all of this spending personal time in nature has on our teaching practice. So again, I love spending time in my gardens. I love translating and thinking. But what I most love and how that works out in my teaching practice is that, and we were talking about this in the Circle membership, sometimes it's hard to write down a whole lesson because you're working with children and you're doing emergent curriculum. So it's hard to sort of predict where things are going to go. But even this morning, I have my activities, I put them around, they're invitations for learning. I don't know how the kids are going to respond to them. But when I am out in nature, I realize, oh, okay, here are some more loose parts, the loose part. It's almost like I'm choreographing the experience when I'm by myself, alone in the garden. And that's what I did this morning. And I do it a lot when the kids come. I walk around the garden and I sort of feel, and I almost feel like it's going to sound strange, but I almost feel like the garden is, and the teaching gardens are whispering to me in terms of, oh, try, here's some small rocks that you can use as for counting. Oh, the tulips are complete and there's a few purple ones. So cut them off and maybe the kids can dissect them. So I'm having these conversations as I am kind of checking in with the garden. And I do feel this connection that I get from nature is these small whispers. And nothing, it's not rushed. And that's the beautiful thing too. I have teachers that ask me like, oh, well, how long does it take you to set up? It must take forever. And yes, we can't do that because it's just going to take forever. And I feel like when we can slow down enough to hear those whispers, then we all win. There's no reason to rush. The kids aren't rushing. And one of the parents said, oh, well, and the kids were playing so beautifully and catching bugs and worms and so on and so forth. And she said, oh, and you had all these wonderful activities. And I said, yeah, they did them all. But I find that they get more out of their play together. And that's what they were doing today. They were all playing and talking and collaborating. And I sort of pointed that out. I said, look at what they're doing. And that is organic. And that is what that's the goal, is that we want this organic, playful learning to happen among themselves, where we actually step out of the picture. And I find that I can create these invitations for learning. They're there. It's nice to provide the structure if they need and want it. But if they are already working independently and exploring independently. There were four or five of them going around together, collaborating and doing such a beautiful job. So what I would love to just summarize and some just key takeaways in terms of how important it is to have this personal nature time for yourself and how that can impact your outdoor teaching practice. So I invite you to create a new habit in terms of spending time in nature and figuring out what you're going to do when you get there, whether journaling, sipping a cup of tea, just listening to the birds, whatever it is. It doesn't matter what it is. But spend 5 minutes, then maybe spend 10 minutes, and maybe 15 even. But that time will enhance your outdoor teaching practice. What I would love for you to do is then to share your experiences and insights on spending time in nature and its impact on your teaching practice with us here at Outdoor Classrooms. So let us know what's going on. I would love to hear more about your journey. So some upcoming activities and events. We have a new workshop every single month. And the time of this recording is May, and we have a new workshop on process art inspired by Eric Carle. So I'm so excited about sharing that. So I'll put that information in the show notes. We also have a free all-weather outdoor classrooms workshop coming up, and I will put that information in the show notes as well. That's going to be on May 20th from 7 to 8. And if you subscribe to our newsletter, you will automatically get the link. So again, all of our information, subscribe to our newsletter. That's the best way to stay informed about all the upcoming information that's happening at Outdoor Classrooms. And I will put all that information in the show notes. Again, see you outside. Bye. Thank you for joining us for today's episode. Before we sign off, we have an exciting opportunity for educators looking to bring learning to life outdoors. Consider enhancing your teaching journey with the Outdoor Classrooms Teacher Certification Program. This program empowers educators to transform any outdoor space into a dynamic learning environment. By joining, you'll gain skills to inspire students and foster a deeper connection with the natural world. Interested in making a difference with outdoor learning? Visit www.outdoor-classrooms.com to learn more about enrolling in the certification program. Don't miss the chance to expand your teaching toolkit and inspire the next generation with the joy of outdoor education. Thank you for listening, and remember to subscribe to our podcast for more inspiring content. Until next time, keep inspiring young minds.